Meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and Jill, I'm going to let you do the introductions this time around because this is going to be fun.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. Well, it gives me great pleasure to introduce to you our interesting Islander today. It's Gina McIsaac.
Hello.
Gina,
hello.
Welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
I've known Gina since we were kids. We went to school together. We're from the same community, and I've always admired her. Oh. She is a champion in the arts community and so talented, and we'll just kind of spend some time with her over the next hour, and she can tell us what she's up to. Does that work for you guys? You okay with that, Darius?
Yeah, we've been doing this for a year. Yeah, that's typically what we do. Well, thanks, Gina, for being here today.
Hello, Darius. You're making me cry. When Jill asked me to do this, I said, I'd love to come on, say hello. Said, but I'm going to cry. Is that okay? And now she already said things about me, and I already have tears in my eyes. But I'm great. Friday morning, nice and early. Very happy to be here.
She cries the odd time, too.
A little bit of crying.
We've heard that from time to time.
But you know what? There's nothing wrong with shedding
a tear or feeling emotion.
No,
there's
no
tone.
Didn't feel like a shot.
I'm just saying, I'm saying that to encourage anyone out there, like that crying's perfectly acceptable. So you do what you need to do.
We are full of hot tips today.
Totally fine. It's all good. No, I'm super happy to be here and very grateful. Thanks for having me.
Let's start from the beginning. Tell folks where you're from, where you grew up, school, that sort of stuff, Gina.
All that stuff. Well, I'm from Prince Edward Island, and yes. I grew up in Bunbury, across the Little Bridge, as I say.
I love that.
Love it. The Little Bridge, because you're now with the big one.
Yeah.
I went to Glen Stewart Elementary, where my dad was the principal of Glen Stewart.
Cool.
Yes.
For 25 years.
Cool.
Then over to Stone Park, and then to Charlottetown Morrill. And I was just telling Jill about the first day of grade 10 and how the anticipation of going to such a big school and what you're going to wear. And
I know.
Are you going to be in the same class with your friends?
Mm. All of it.
All of the things.
Yep.
And then I went to UPEI for a couple of years. And I was going to be a high school history teacher. And then my brother passed away when I was 21 and he was 27. And I thought, what do I want to do with my life? What purpose do I have?
Right.
And teaching is amazing, and I love it, and I'm actually a substitute teacher these days.
Yes.
But I auditioned to go to Dalhousie Theater School, and I went to theater school at Dal.
And that was where you tapped into like your true, like the things that you're most passionate about.
It is. You know, I did offstage theater company here in PEI. I don't know if you remember, Jill. It was down at City Cinema. It was a black box theater. It was me and David Moses and Rob McDonald and Nils Ling and Karen Mayer and Nancy McClure. And we did theater sport. It was, yeah.
We know those names.
Right?
Yes.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So we had a little theater company there, and I did theater off and on. Actually, me and Jill were in Greece together.
We were in our high school musical.
Remember? I was Cha-Cha De Gregorio? Is that how you say it? I can't remember.
Hang on, time.
Time out.
What did you guys do any of the songs like from Greece? Like it's a musical, right? So probably.
Oh? We did all the songs.
We did all the songs.
Really?
I only did one song in the pit because I can't even remember the name of it, but you did all the songs, Jill.
It was a great experience.
Thespian,
it really was.
Yes.
No, it was. It was mm-hmm. so fantastic. And that's why, well, we've had kids in from local high schools to chat about their theater experience and their musicals. And I just can't say enough about the experience and the friendships made and that performance and working as a group and not really having any concept of what where you're headed, but just that kind of blind faith.
Sounds like here.
Yeah, basically. Rudderless ship, and then all of a sudden you're on stage.
What happens. And you know what's beautiful is that we have the Confederation Center of the Arts.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so in the opportunity for kids those age to go on that big stage with the amazing crew and feel what it's like to be in a world-class stage
mm-hmm.
in your own hometown.
Right.
I don't think we grasp it now that, because I'm also a stage manager, so I work across the country in theaters. And just now that I'm back home, I moved home after 14 years to finish my little story. Moved to Toronto for 15 years and moved home 14 years ago as an actor. And ended up being a construction craft worker and being a superintendent of a really cool building downtown, me and my husband.
Okay.
And then moved home 14 years ago. But now that I've been a stage manager and worked across the country in different theaters, you're right, Jill, like coming home and looking at the Confed Center and all the other theaters, Watermark, Victoria, like we have such a rich theater community on PEI.
I love it.
being a teenager and going to work on the Confed stage was amazing.
Right. And I have to ask this, and yes. I know you have to be probably, you're like, oh, I don't know how to answer this, but I have done some traveling and I've seen theater in different markets. And I don't know whether it's my childhood love, but like the size, the scope, the magic that I feel when I'm at the Confederation Center, I've not necessarily felt it in other, like it's just, I have a really special connection to it.
Absolutely. It's interesting, though. I did staged manage. Do you know Young at Heart Theater Company? Catherine O'Brien.
So, yes.
Yeah, they go to different. It's actually been one of the most cherished experiences of my life. Mm-hmm. We go across PEI to seniors' homes.
Nursing homes, right.
Honest to Pete people. These folks are so appreciative. Mm-hmm. And the songs are usually geared to the 50s, 60s, 40s demographic, like the songs are.
Right.
And you see these folks just. Are tears in their eyes, smiles on their faces, stomp in their feet. So I've staged managed in rooms this size.
Right.
I've staged managed at the Confed Center. And to be fair, 100% magic at the Confed Center. Like it's the beauty of the nostalgia of our youth.
Yes.
But I truly believe that theater should be accessible and performed anywhere.
In right. No, you're right.
Weird, funky places.
Yes.
Like fields, like the Clyde River Pageant.
Right.
Theater in a field.
Scott's front yard.
He's pretty 100%. Theatrical. He is very, you're theatrical over there in your front yard. We saw your back to school picture yesterday. Jazz hands.
We should get Hamlet on the go on your lawn. Yeah, that'd be good. Gina McIsaac's our interesting Islander today. We'll have more coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
The quicker picker-upper.
This is Jennifer Evans, Director of Operations for Stingray. Today's
deadline to apply is October 18th. Learn more at charlottetown.ca/volunteer_fire_recruitment.
We've got a mix of sun and cloud today. More clouds after noon. Wind becoming south at 20, gusting to 40, and a high of 21 today. Tonight is cloudy with rain beginning before morning. That wind continues. We've got a low of 17. And tomorrow, a special weather statement is in effect because we're going to see some significant rain between 20 and 30 millimeters. Wind from the east gusting to 50, 70 along parts of the coast. High of 20 tomorrow. Right now, it is 15 in Summerside. It's 13 in Montague. 15 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts on the go. Troy Bolton and Gabriela Montez are the two main characters in what 2006 Disney movie? Text me with your answer. 902-368-1720. If you're right, you're in the draw. You might win the $100 gift card from Robin's. We'll have more with Gina McIsaac, our interesting Islander, coming up next on Ocean.
The deception with
The Fix. One thing leads to another. Ocean 100, 753. Good morning. Eyes peeled for school buses. They are rolling on island roads right now. Big shout out. High five to our school bus drivers, our teachers, our educational professionals, all the school staff that are back to work this week. I'm hoping for a terrific school year, and it is underway. We are doing it.
We're here.
We are doing it.
And it's Friday. And we've got Gina McIsaac, our interesting Islander, here with us. And Gina, I know that you said you substitute teach sometimes. And you are the daughter of the late Mate McIsaac. He was a principal at Glenn Stewart. He was my principal. So lifelong learning is part of who you are. It's part of your core values, I think. Tell me a little bit about what you're up to these days as far as the learning goes.
It absolutely is. Anytime anybody asks for like a bio or something for me, that's the line I put in there, lifelong learner. And Dad did instill that into me for sure.
That's good.
And curiosity of life.
Mm-hmm.
He was curious about everything. Anybody that talked to my dad was always left feeling that my dad was a listener.
Okay.
And knew a little bit more about you.
Gotcha.
And amazing with names. He was an amazing human. I miss him very much, and we think of him often.
Yes.
Yes, with love. So I'm taking lifelong learning. So I told you I went to construction school. I said to my husband one morning, I'm going to go do this. And he was like, okay. Moved home to PEI, and I said to Mark, I'm going to go to carpentry school at Holland College at the certified the Heritage Retrofit Carpenter. He was like, okay. And then the next one I've decided to do is yoga teacher training.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, hold on.
So you could be like, building a building or a set and then like just step over
and just step over
run a yoga class.
Yeah.
Yes, Darcy.
That's impressive stuff.
Well, I don't know if it's impressive, but you know what it is?
I think it is.
Well, thank you. And I was saying to Jill, I have like, when I was asked to do this, I had to like make cheat sheets for my brain about being an interesting islander. But you know what? Everybody should write down what is interesting about them, because we're all super interesting. And there's actually lots of things that make people interesting.
Very true.
And the yoga teacher training, I needed something for the next chapter of my life. I'm 52, and I want something that I can get up off the floor, right? So it's like strength, and if I fall down, I can get up.
We can all use a little bit of that, right? Scott.
So if, like, if you've fallen, you can, like, you're not going to have to call, like, I've fallen, I can't get up.
Oh, wow. 100%. And then so I started to look around at yoga teacher place, or yoga places, and they were a little expensive, right? Justly so. Yoga teachers, the time and the energy that goes into that. But I thought, why don't I invest in myself? So I looked around and I saw the Maritime Yoga Teacher was offering this 10-month training. And I would love to. So I start tomorrow morning, actually. Haven't done yoga all summer, so that'll be interesting. I'm actually going with Tara Costello. Tara's joining me.
Okay. Oh, we know her too.
You know, and her lovely husband, Patrick.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So yes, I start tomorrow morning. And then I think what I'd like to do is give back in some way and offer some pay what you can classes, maybe at the Guild, since they're really opening up that space they really want the space to be used by artists. So that's my plan.
You could kick it off out here and do just some yoga right here on the corner.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Darcy's yoga. Game.
Darcy, I can see it.
Okay.
My
brain's always working on my next big idea, so stay tuned on that.
Namaste.
Gina McIsaac is our interesting islander, and you should feel really honored right now because you're here for the birthday announcements. Which is a big thing, okay? This is a very big deal. Happy birthday today to Briar Larder, 6th birthday, love mom and dad. Dawson Burke in Rollo Bay, happy birthday from Carol and Cameron. Elise Stewart Goche is 9 today from Nana Sheila. Stephanie Campbell, this would be my sister-in-law, okay?
Hey.
Okay.
Hey,
happy birthday, Steph. Love mom, dad, Derek, Miller, Nathan, Kayla, Brandon, Amanda, and Jacob. Myself, Danielle, Anna, mom, everybody, okay, buddy? I hope there's cake at some point. Happy birthday. Patrick Steele is celebrating a birthday today, too, from the Curry, Hughes & Associates Private Wealth Management Team. Aaron Blackett is 40 today from everyone at the Real George's Deck and Recovery. Have a great day. P.S. Now you're old, they say. You can always count on your buds from work to get their ribs in, right? Zoe Zozo Adobo is celebrating today. Happy birthday to you. And tomorrow, Nicole Allen of Fortune, happy birthday from the Line of the Lot crew.
River Mooney Annandale is 7 years old today, off to Cardigan School. Love from Daddy, Trisha, and Ronan, and the rest of the family. Albert and Zelma, 56 years married tomorrow. Congratulations, folks. And Dustin Allen from Summerside, that's from your cousin Dylan.
On Sunday, Larry Allen in Borden-Carlton celebrating a birthday. Gary McKay celebrating on Saturday. He's in Murray Harbor. Austin Hercules in Charlottetown. Austin Hercules, happy birthday to you. Kylie Bernard in grade 6 this year, an amazing gymnast and the sweetest niece on the planet. Happy birthday from your super lucky aunt, Tawny. Marjorie Matthews, 36, and she is in Cornwall. Want to wish Gabriel Arsenault a happy birthday. This wish from Anne and Mike Arsenault, that is Gabriel's grandparents. Gary Holmes, happy birthday to you. Grandson Liam McGuire is celebrating his 13th birthday. That comes from your grandparents. Liam is in Stratford. Sally Conahan, love Craig. Ellie, Celia, Dax, and Bear. 40-something, apparently, for Sally. Bernice Perry from Des and Joan. A happy anniversary to Albert and Zelma Hashi. Wedding anniversary for Charlene and Greg Felix in Casparo. Georgia Hughes in Cardigan. And 19th birthday, big day. Have a great day. And a big, big happy 18th birthday to Hallie Cooper, who is off to Acadia University today. And that wish, of course, comes from Bobby and Mia.
Those Friday birthday wishes, the list is very long. It's like Miss Fran on Romper Room, eh? I see Dakota and Bernice and Sally and Gary.
There was no Dakotas on.
Happy birthday. I made one
she
up.
She never said stop.
My mic was
ever.
On. I thought you were going to ask me to do some. I was like, I don't know. My
Jill,
mic.
Jill makes half of hers up anyways. They're not real people. They're not even
totally
real people.
False.
Congratulations. Congratulations to our winners, Charlene Corgan and Charmaine McGuigan. You got a bridge pass. Congratulations. We are going to send that out. Enjoy that.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
Meters an hour and a high of 20. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Thanks very much, Scott. It is 8:06 at Ocean 100. Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware. Let's tidy up today's trivia question, Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. And it's Friday, so that means we're making a draw, too. $100 gift card from Robin's going out to one correct answerer this week with Darcy's Trivia. Today's question.
That's really tidy.
Troy Bolton and Gabriella Montez. Troy and Gabriella are the two main characters in what 2006 Disney movie? Scott knew it right away.
Looking at me.
Scott knew it right away. High School Musical is what we were looking for. High School Musical.
All right.
Props and high fives to all the kids that got in on the action, texting your parents and helping them get their answer there today. Thumbs up. Well done. And let's make the draw. $100 gift card. Robin's Donuts going to Terry McAleer from Charlottetown. Terry, thanks for playing along.
Terry.
All right, feel free to treat all your friends at work to coffee. Or don't, whatever. Whatever works.
It's yours. You can do with it as you please.
Gina McIsaac is our interesting Islander today. We'll have more with her coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinloch Home Hardware, where customer service is number one.
Ocean 100.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Love me some Fridays because we get to invite some friends in, and I'm sure you guys love seeing a fresh face as opposed to just mine sitting across the desk, which is just great. Gina McIsaac is our Interesting Islander today. Very great to chat with you. I love Interesting Islander because, you know, we do the on-air segments, but then we also learn about, you know, the folks off-air as well, and we have great conversations and stuff. So thank you very much for being here.
You have awesome people, and it's nice to get into the community.
Thank you, Scott. She likes you.
I do, Scott. Okay,
that's terrific.
You're my favorite.
I love it.
Everyone's favorite.
You too?
Wow, wow.
I mean, I loves you, Jill.
I can sense Jill's disappointment.
You're great.
Thank
you're
you.
Right,
that's awesome. I'm everyone's third, so it's fine. I do want to say happy birthday really quick to Charlotte Williams, Joan Perry, and Ashley Steele. They're all celebrating on the weekend, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Have a great weekend. Obviously, Gina, you are a staunch advocate for the arts, okay?
I am.
But you're also very accomplished. You have a TV show.
I have a TV show coming out.
Okay.
I do. It's a Bell 5 show called Potato and the Tot.
Okay, you know what? Let's play the let's play a bit of the theme song here for folks.
Do it up.
It's cool.
I love it.
Here love to potatoes, a father and a son, all around Prince Edward Island, they were helping everyone. The tot and the potato, potato and the tot, all the best potatoes that this island's ever begot. Potato and the tot, tot and potato, come to clear your town, so don't be late. Oh, all across the island, helping friends in need, good potatoes indeed. Couple good potatoes in the word indeed, good potatoes indeed.
Well, there's no mistaking it's from PEI.
And that's my sweet, sweet friend Rich Knox. Yay!
That was amazing. Rich Knox plays drums in Danko Jones.
He certainly does.
If people know the band Danko Jones, that's pretty cool in itself. I like that.
Yeah, he's one of my dearest friends. And Rich actually moved home with his wife, Danielle, and their sweet, sweet baby Arlo's 2 years old. And we were over for dinner one night, and Rich said, I have a production company called She Has the Tools Productions, and I've produced a couple of short things. I did Lobster in My Pocket, which was a children's theater that I directed and produced last year. And Rich said, I have an idea. And I said, let's hear it. And he had this idea about the father and son potato duo,
nice.
Paw and Tot, who go around the island doing good deeds after a big storm. And it's an animated television show, which I've never produced animation before. So lots of big learning curves, getting back to like the lifelong learning and the curiosity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We have a beautiful designer. Teresa Coe is a local animator. So she's done all of the animation. And it's for Bell 5 TV 1, which a lot of artists on PEI are using now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great stepping stone if you have an idea, and you can do usually between half hour and hour of content. And the list of people on Potato and the Tot, I brought in, like I said, some cheat sheet notes.
Okay.
So we have Rich Knox and Teresa Coe. David Rashid is doing all of our sound design and organizing. Rich Knox is actually, he wrote it. He directed it, and he's also doing all the music with Jake Sharon's in there, Lucy Farrell, Tim Chasson's doing a little fiddling. Like, it's amazing.
Top notch.
Star-struck.
The Paw is played by my dear friend Jonathan Torrens, which is pretty, no big deal.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's pretty good. I worked with Jonathan last year at Neptune Theater. I stage managed the play That Goes Wrong, and Jonathan was the lead in it. And so he sort of saw the development of this show.
Yeah.
And he's so sweet. Rich, we couldn't find exactly Pa's voice. We held auditions and everybody was amazing, but we just couldn't find it. So I text Jonathan and I said, how do you feel about playing a potato? And he texted me back literally in 15 seconds and he said, I've been waiting months for you to ask me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that sounds like him.
It sounds like Jonathan. Mm-hmm. So Jonathan came over and he did it. And then I'm very grateful that my cousin is Martha McIsaac from Emily of New Moon.
Gotcha.
And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I also pitched it to Martha. And so she plays Tot. So it's Jonathan and Martha are leading the...
Oh my gosh.
No, I know.
This is awesome.
But those are the leads. And then we have Jessica Gallant, who did Dolly, Becoming Dolly. Yeah. She plays Little Carrot, which looks like Anna Green Gables. We have Megan Blythe Stewart, Stephanie Muller, who I believe you folks might know.
Mm-hmm. She does stuff here for us.
Yes, yes.
Does indeed. Ava and Lily Rashid play Pickle and Dill Pickle. We have Brie Locke, who plays Butter. Shane Pendergast. Musician, Shane Pendergast.
Yes. He plays Children's a song Entertainer?
On it. No.
That's his brother.
That's his brother.
Sorry.
Yeah. Shane is playing a Fisher person as well. And Cam McDonald. Do you know Cam McDonald? Rob McDonald's
Yes.
Son?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yukon Gold. All the people of Prince Edward Island. He's amazing. Rich Knox plays Bread. Wade Lynch. Director is Wade Lynch, plays Farmer McDonald. And then Jonathan and Nils Ling plays the older gentleman. And then Pat Knox plays the sausage vendor. That'll be all, folks. He's amazing.
Oh, my God. That is just, you got me hooked, and it's a kid's show.
You know what's beautiful about it, and what I was really drawn to when Rich started talking to me about it, was it is... It's for young audiences, like 3 to 6, and it's soft colors. It's not fast movement. It's got a sweet story. I feel like a lot of stuff for kids, and I am certainly no expert, so please don't listen to me on that, but it's not our fast and moving fast, and we live in that sort of world where everything is like zip, boom, bang. This has more muted colors, and it's softer, and I think kids will really enjoy it, and there's a lot of nostalgia. We go to Spud Park. We go to Cavendish to Spud Park. And there's like a nod to Rainbow Valley in there. So it's really nostalgic for older audiences as well. But we're really excited, and we're really grateful for Innovation PEI to help us out as well.
But the theme song, though, like it got you, I'm hooked from the
right?
I know. And it made me feel like nostalgic and proud. I can't even explain it.
Well, Rich played that for Rich wrote it and Jake mastered it. And I think Lucy might be on there a little bit too. When he played it for me, even the beginning with the bagpipes, you wouldn't expect that for a children's song, but there's something so, it just makes you stand up a little straighter.
Yeah.
And then it gets into the fun part for the kids. So I think it's going to be a huge, huge success.
I think
we've got big plans. We want to do some books and some stuffies. And we've got 3 other episodes that we want to produce. We just need to find a little cash to get that going.
Is that
anybody out there got some cash?
That's a part of Interesting Islander now.
Okay. Cash call.
We are looking. We're looking to get those the last 3 episodes done, and it's been a phenomenal experience.
Amazing. So when this all really rolls, and you get into, like, we'll call it season 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
If you need like 3 radio host avocados, we could do that. Or you could make a specific role for Scott. He can be a jar of mayonnaise.
100%.
I want to be a pumpkin.
Okay, I wrote these down, so you're cast.
Okay, perfect. We're in. We'll have more with Gina McIsaac coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please remove plastic before eating.
Welcome to Yippie's Playcade. Press start to play.
By Mill River Resort, PEI's 4-season, 4-star resort.
Mix of sun and cloud today. More clouds moving in at noon. Wind from the south at 20, gusting to 40 this afternoon, and a high of 21. Tonight is cloudy. Rain beginning before morning. That wind continues, a low of 17. And tomorrow, well, the rain is really going to arrive. Between 20 and 30 millimeters. Wind from the east at 30, gusting to 50. Stronger winds along the coast, and tomorrow's high is 20. Right now it's 16 in Summerside. It's 14 in Montague, and it's 16 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
But most importantly, it's Friday, and we are jazzercised for a weekend. I can tell right now. It's been fun hanging out with Gina McIsaac today. We'll wrap things up with our Interesting Islander coming up next on Ocean.
American woman, stay away from me.
Lenny Kravitz, given the treatment to the old Guess Who classic, American Woman. It's Ocean 100. Good morning, 827. It's been a great morning with our Interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Gina McIsaac is here with us today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having
Ray
me.
Ray of sunshine.
Aw, well, that is so kind of you.
You're welcome.
Yes,
speaking
yes,
of
yes.
sunshine.
Yes, we should.
Oh,
we
I should. See what you did there. I see what you did there.
Let me just, for folks joining us, so obviously, you're so talented. You run She Has the Tools Productions. You've got 25 years of experience in the Canadian film and TV industry. And of course, you're hilarious, but you have really taken on some more serious projects as of late, and I guess probably throughout your career. And I'd love for you to share with us something that you're working on now that is so incredibly close to your heart and special.
Thank you so much, Jill. I'm a writer, director of a short film that I did about my brother. It's called Sunshine on His Face. Film PEI has a film forward program, and they pick 4 short films to be produced through there. It's a training program. Mm-hmm. I'm a very new to writing and directing. I have done, like, thank you so much for all your lovely things you said, but I've never been a writer or director. This is my first time for film and TV. And my brother passed away when I was 21. Shane was 27. He died of cancer. And the story is about sibling grief. It is about the moments that he passed away, but I really want to start a conversation about grief and death, especially sibling grief. Mm-hmm. It's not talked about enough, and I think, Jill, we were talking earlier about grief in general, is not really spoken of. And it doesn't have to be. Yes, it's sad, and can be devastating to people's lives, but believe it or not, there's actually joy, and there's peace, and there's celebration of people who have passed on. And so the short film is with a host of amazing, talented actors across Prince Edward Island. And I want to start a conversation about grief and what that looks like and how individual it can be for everybody. And when we first started shooting, we shot at a cottage over in Kepik. John and Gail Ives actually let us use the cottage that they owned, which actually was where my brother received palliative care. So
wow.
I hadn't been there in 32 years. It was very impactful. Wow. We could feel Shane's presence there. It was amazing. But yeah, I just think it's really important that we talk about it. And the people there, when we first day of shooting, when we have a little talk about safety and health and wellness, I just made sure all the crew and cast knew that grief is such a journey. There's going to be laughter. You're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to want to cry. And as I said to Jill, there's room for all of it. There's room for everything in grief. And I think that we need to start talking about it a little bit more.
You're so awesome.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody.
Yeah, no, this has been,
cry for sure.
This has been terrific. Thank you so much for coming in today, sharing your story. You're into so many cool things. I'm still stuck on the heritage retrofit thing. Like, are you going around every now and then repairing windows on old churches?
Not old churches, but old. Mark and I have an old home. We have a house on Houston Street that needs
Unreal.
Lots of work. But that's the name of my company. She is the Tools Productions. So it's like,
she's got it all.
My guy can fit.
She can do
that.
It all.
See what I did there.
Darcy's going to be calling to come fix something at his house.
Genius.
And also then he's going to want to do like some jazz hand dancing with you.
Oh, wow.
I will do it all.
Gina, thank you so much. If people want more details like on you and your production company, website, any of that
website,
stuff.
She is Tools Productions. You can head there. I've got a little Instagram. You can head over to that. She is Tools Productions. And I list all the stuff. We're going to tour Potato and the Tot across all little small halls across PEI in about within the next
Amazing.
Year. So yes, I hope folks can come out and enjoy that.
You're awesome. Going to keep us informed on all those exciting things.
100%.
We're fans.
We will have you back in here at some point in time, I promise.
Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, Gina.
You too.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Action figures sold separately. It's back.